After more than 4 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, Julian Assange is set to be questioned by a Swedish prosecutor over allegations of rape and sexual assault. He's denied the claims and insisted they're politically motivated. Last year, Swedish prosecutors dropped the sexual assault probe after the 5-year statute of limitations expired, but they still want to question him about the rape allegation. The 45-year-old Australian sought refuge in the Central London Embassy in June 2012 after Swedish prosecutors issued a European arrest warrant against him. Our correspondent Steve Kinnane is outside the Ecuador Embassy in London. He joins me now. What's the scene there?
Well, Mark, the media is setting up. We can see Londoners going about their daily business. I could just see just before a man polishing the brass rail outside some very exclusive apartments. No doubt the people living in those exclusive apartments are hoping this is the beginning of the end of Julian Assange's stay in the Ecuadorian embassy.
Is there still a large police presence there, or is that thinner than it used to be?
No, much thinner. In fact, virtually non-existent. That police operation to make sure Julian Assange does not escape from the embassy has so far cost over £11 million. It's more based around surveillance rather than an actual police presence these days.
So he still couldn't just sort of walk out of there and hop into the back of a van and go to a port or Heathrow?
No. We think it's more, they are watching him, but it's less police presence and more surveillance, we believe.
Any sign of the man himself? He was briefly famous for appearing on the balcony every now and then.
That's right. In fact, I could almost touch that balcony right now, Mark. He did appear on that balcony 4 years ago when he initially went in there and sought political asylum. He was due to do a press conference on that balcony a couple of months ago, but he said that he'd been warned not to step out on that balcony. So we're not expecting to see him there today. All we're expecting to see is lawyers for his side going in. There's an Ecuadorian prosecutor who will go in as well, and he will actually be doing the questioning with assistance from a Swedish prosecutor and a Swedish policeman who can help ask questions through that Ecuadorian prosecutor.
So is this Marianne Nu, the prosecutor who has been at the centre of this whole case, or is this an envoy of hers?
No, it'll be the chief Swedish prosecutor who'll be there. Marianne will not be here. She's considered quite a controversial figure in some instances. She, of course, would not refuse to travel to the UK initially to interview Julian Assange. His legal team says he's been saying for 6 years he'd be happy to do this interview in an embassy in London or via video link. Initially, she had said that that was not consistent with Swedish law. Then later, she said that it wouldn't have given a good quality interview. About 15 months ago, she did a U-turn on that and said that she could do it. And since then, it's really taken diplomatic and legal wrangling to organise this event today where Julian Assange will finally be interviewed.
So this seems like a slightly unwieldy process. You've got the chief Swedish prosecutor and a Swedish policeman, and knowing the Swedes, they probably speak very good English, and then they're going through an Ecuadorian prosecutor or lawyer. How exactly do we think this will work?
Well, you pretty much nailed it, Mark. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have translators involved. And we're also talking about allegations going back 6 years. So you're relying on people's memories going back 6 years, or Julian Assange's memory. And then you've got the added layer of complication of interpreters being involved. And the Swedish prosecutor herself not actually directly asking the questions, but asking them through the Ecuadorian prosecutor. So it's a very complicated process. What will happen next after today is the Ecuadorian prosecutor will actually write a report about this interview that will then be handed to Swedish authorities, and then they will work out whether this investigation, as you pointed out, just into that one charge that still is within the statute of limitations, the rape charge. It's an allegation. Julian Assange has not been charged. That is what will happen. It is a very complicated process.
And is Julian Assange still saying that the reason why he won't step out of there is because, or won't go to Sweden, is because he fears extradition to the United States? And has that changed at all with the election of Donald Trump?
Well, that's what he is saying. And he said he would go to Sweden if the Swedish authorities guaranteed they would not extradite him to the US. They would not make that guarantee. in 2014, court documents revealed that WikiLeaks were under investigation, a multi-level investigation from both the Department of Justice and the FBI. Court documents earlier this year confirmed that that was ongoing. Certainly since the election of the Trump administration, there have been calls for Julian Assange to be pardoned, though I don't know how he can be pardoned given he hasn't been charged or found guilty yet. But if you think back, you know, 4 years ago when Julian Assange was releasing all those US diplomatic cables, people like Sarah Palin were calling for him to be hunted down and killed like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Now, certainly the position of the Republican right has changed a lot since then. Many of them consider him a hero.
Thank you very much.
Those documents.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Kinnane, outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London there.